If you're planning for a baby and want to give yourself the best chance of both getting pregnant and having a healthy baby, what do you both need to do? Belinda Barnes is from Foresight, the Association for the Promotion of Preconceptual Care.
They need to eat well. The baby is made from hormones which are made from, well, hormones and proteins and things which are made from what the mother eats. Now, they both need to be eating well in order to have a well-nourished sperm and a well-nourished ova to start off with. And she needs to continue eating well throughout the pregnancy, throughout breastfeeding. Organic food is a good idea. It's got much more trace minerals in it than non-organic. And no refined carbohydrates. In other words, the brown stuff, brown rice, brown flour, brown bread, that sort of thing. Whole grains, you see. And brown sugar, if sugar at all. And to leave out alcohol and leave out caffeine is also important. Stop smoking, of course, if she is smoking, which may not be, but just in case. And, of course, stop all street drugs because they have a very deleterious effect on the fetus. And generally think of yourself as possibly pregnant for about 3 months before you're planning to become pregnant, and do everything that you can think of that is healthier so that the baby has a good start. Don't use the pill. Don't use copper coil because that can put a lot of copper into the body. If you think you've got allergies, if you think you've got a genitourinary infection like chlamydia or something, or if you think you might have intestinal parasites, quite a lot of people do, check this out with a doctor at an early stage and get that put right. And also, often wise to check out for electromagnetic pollution, particularly if you live very near a mobile phone mast or tetramast, or if you have other problems such as insomnia or arthritis or migraine or anything, because these can be an indication that you're receiving too much electromagnetism in the house.
And how important are these things for the man to do as well?
Well, it's very, very important. We very, very rarely have a malformation, but over about the last 10 years, I think we've only had three. And in each case, the man has been on a drug of some sort. And I think the sperm are actually more vulnerable than the ova. Now, the Red Indians say their version of the facts of life is that the woman is the earth into which the man plants the seed, but the man is the seed, because they reckon the child is much more like the father, and this bears out their theory. So that's an interesting sort of Leon on it, really.
How long before the actual time of planning to get pregnant should you start making all these changes in your life?
Well, they're a good thing anyway, because they make you healthier and you usually feel much better. People say to me, I'm amazed how well I feel. So there's nothing against making any of them at any time. But for the actual preparing for the pregnancy, at least 4 months, say, because the ova takes 100 days to mature, and the sperm, there are various versions of how long the sperm takes, and they range between 92 days and 116 days. So I think it's always safest to take the longest one. So say at least 116 days before the pregnancy.
And if you don't do all of these things, what are the dangers that you might encounter?
Well, malformations. There's 45,000 children born with malformations now. Allergies in the child. There's about one child in seven, I think, has asthma. One child in four has learning difficulties, which is all part of this spectrum. One child in five or six, I think, it has eczema. So there's all these hazards for the baby out there, quite apart from sort of overt malformation. There are other problems which crop up with the baby too. Generally, colic, not being a very happy baby, a lot of crying, a lot of screaming, which is very trying for the mother. This is withdrawals usually from smoking or drinking or something. We find, our girls say, that if they've had a baby before and then they have a Foresight baby, they say he's so much easier. He just enjoys his food and he sleeps and he's full of beans all the time, and he's so much brighter, he's so much easier than the previous child. And I think this is one of the biggest benefits that we can bring to people.
That's Belinda Barnes.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.